Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to be with you once again for this installment of our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Right now, we're on the subject of chasing hard after God, and this is week three, and we're talking about courage. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Amen. We're looking at the Greek word fear. It is dilea, and it refers to timidity or cowardice. Amen. The word power, we're plucking that out of the scripture. The word power, which is dunamis. And it'll actually occurs in the Word of God 120 times in the Greek. The word dilea only occurs once, and that is in the scripture. Amen. Dunamis, we're back to dunamis. It occurs 120 times in the Greek, and it is miracle-working power, strength or ability or might or force. Amen. We're now going to pull out that word, that phrase of a sound mind, and that's sophronismos, and it refers to discipline, moderation, and self-control. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks, O God, and giving you praise, for you are God alone. There is none in heaven or in earth that has the power, that has the will, that has the presence that you have. O Lord God, we bow ourselves before you and give you glory and all of your sovereignty and all of your majesty and all of your power. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we understand and we do know that you are omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. We give glory to the Almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent, everywhere at the same time. God, that can see me here in the northwest of the United States, as well as the ones that are in the Bahamas. Lord God, we lift them up before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking for a miracle. Lord God, let your saving grace move on the Bahamas right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And all those, Lord God, on the coast of the United States that are affected by this storm. Lord, we praise you. Lord God, we praise you already for calming the storm, taking it from a category 5 down to a category 2. That is the power of God Almighty. And we thank you, Lord God, for your power and for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for all those that you did save. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you move upon those, Lord God, that are suffering loss on today. Those, Lord God, that have lost family members, those that have lost homes, those that have lost their way. Father, in the name of Jesus, go, Lord God, and to them, Lord God, I magnify their prayers before you even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that you might move as only you can and bring comfort, bring peace, Lord God, bring sustenance, bring supplies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I know that the United States has sent forth the Coast Guard, and I praise God, amen, for the work that they are going forth to be of assistance. But Lord, I'm asking that you lead each and every one of them, Lord God. Use them as servants, even if they don't even call upon your name. Use them as servants, Lord God, to bring forth what is needed for those people in this hour of their need. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, and we continue to lift them up, Lord God. Continue to lift up all that are suffering throughout the world, throughout the land, those that are in bondage, those that are in slavery, physically so, Lord God, and spiritually so. We lift them up before you, Lord God, because you are the great emancipator. You are the one that brings forth liberty and freedom, and we're praying, Lord God, that you do just that. Peace in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Break all the bounds. Break the shackles, Lord. Loose the bonds. Lord, undo the heavy burdens, Lord God. Remove the weight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Move mightily, Lord God, in the midst of this people. Let them know that there is a God in the land. There is a God, and he is the only true and living God. Unlike the gods that they lift up with a little g, those that have no power, our God has all power in his hands. Oh, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord, for choosing us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your kindness. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing power. We thank you, Lord, for mind regulation. We thank you, Lord God, for expounding the truth before our eyes and in our hearts. We thank you, Lord God, for wisdom and knowledge in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing and that you are yet to do. I thank you, Lord God, because I expect a miracle every day. Lord, I expect you to move every day. I expect wonders to be seen throughout the world. And we hear about the magnificence of our God, because truly, Lord, you are. And we give you glory, we give you praise, and we honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Amen. We're chasing hard after God. This is our third week. Amen. And we're taking a closer look at courage. Amen. Our scripture, amen, that we brought forward in the beginning was for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Amen. And we went through the definitions of fear, amen, and of power and of a sound mind. You know, the dictionary defines courage as the ability to move forward even in the face of opposition, discouragement, and in spite of fear. Courageousness is actually choosing to press past fear in the spite of uncertainty, intimidation, or perceived danger. It is to act when you feel at risk of adverse consequences. Strength and resilience have a direct correlation to our relationship with the Lord. His strength makes us resilient. Glory to God. You know, I was reading about courageousness, and I came across an article in Psychology Today, and it gave 6 attributes of courage. And I was reading through them, and I didn't totally agree with all of the attributes that's written there, but I did change some of them quite a bit, as a matter of fact. So I'm just going to read through my changes, basically. Number 1, choosing to act in spite of the presence of fear. Number 2, choosing to do what is right in spite of the odds. Number 3, persevering in the face of adversity. And that actually is directly from that article. It's a 2016 article in Psychology Today. Persevering in the face of adversity. Like Nehemiah, I won't come down from the wall, regardless of the Sanballats and Tobiases of the world. Number 4, taking a stand for truth. Number 5, exceeding your comfort zone. It means getting out of that box, your little world that has that 4-square box, and you don't want to go outside of that. You don't step outside of those things. Courageousness requires that we step out of our comfort zone and into the unknown. Amen. It requires that we launch out into the deep, into the places where we have not seen and don't know and perhaps don't even understand. Number 6 is bearing suffering with faith. Glory to God. The author of the book, The Chase Study, amen, written by Jenny Allen, is Chasing After the Heart of God. Amen. It's one that I'm using as a reference as we're going forward in this particular part of this series. And the author says the fear of God makes people brave. This word fear refers to reverence that brings forth obedience. Reverence that brings forth obedience. The promises in the word are yes and amen to the children of God. Having the backing of all of heaven makes us brave. Knowing that he will never leave us nor forsake us makes us brave. Recognizing that if we would confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to lead us into all of righteousness makes us brave. Knowing we are sealed by the power of the Holy Ghost makes us brave. Understanding that fear is not from God, It is a device of the enemy to distract us from the glory that is yet to come. Makes us press past it in the power of God who makes us brave. Courage is grounded in view of Almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent God. Nothing escapes his grasp. He controls all things, and I am his. You are his. We are his. Glory to God. Amen. I want to give you some scriptures. Amen. I was looking through the word of God at some. Amen. We just gave you the scriptures in Timothy. And unfortunately, I'm having a little trouble with my computer right now that I had those scriptures ready for you. But 2 Timothy, I'm going to give them to you in spite of this. It's 2 Timothy 2, chapter 1, verse 7. And then we also have, amen, and I'm going to pull it up somewhere else since my computer is acting up, Deuteronomy 31, and it is verse number 6. And it says, be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified or afraid of them. For the Lord your God is the one who will go with you. He will not leave you or abandon you. And that's from the CSB version of the Bible, the Christian Standard Bible. It's the one that many of our Bible studies are written in, which is why I use this one at this point. The other scripture I have for you is from Psalms 27, and it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to call your attention now. I hope you have your Bibles in front of you to Joshua. Amen. The book of Joshua. Amen. I want to call your attention to the first chapter and to verses 1 through 9 is what we're going to take a look at. And I am going to read that from the New King James Version of the Word of God. All right, let me get that pulled up, because I actually tried to pull it up on my computer again, and something is going wrong here. And we know it's the enemy, but the word of God is still going forward. Despite the works of the enemy, he cannot stop what God is doing. Glory to God. And, you know, I think I'm going to keep it in the Christian Standard Bible, because I actually highlighted in this one. So I'm going to keep it in that. All right, Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you and all the people prepare to cross over Jordan to the land I am giving the Israelites. I have given you every place where the sole of your foot treads, just as I promised Moses. Your territory will be from the wilderness of Lebanon to the great river, the Euphrates River, and all the land of the Hittites and west to the Mediterranean Sea. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. I will be with you just as I was with Moses. I will not leave you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you will distribute the land I swore to your fathers to give them as an inheritance. Above all, be strong and very courageous to observe carefully the whole instruction my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you will have success wherever you go. This book of instruction must not depart from your mouth. You are to meditate on it day and night, so that you may carefully observe everything written in it. For then you will prosper and succeed in whatever you do. Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and courageous.
Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Here is Joshua, now leading the people of God after the death of Moses. I can only imagine how overwhelmed he must have felt. So great a people, so great is God. The Lord consoled and reminded him of his purpose. He told him three times in these verses alone to be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. There are times in our lives that we too must stand strong and be courageous. All of us have to endure suffering at one point or another. All of us have times when we're puzzled and we don't understand. Perplexed is the word, and we don't understand what is happening around us, and we still have to be strong and courageous and relying on the God who is with us. He lets us know throughout Scripture, and Scripture says so many hundreds of times for us as the people of God not to be afraid, but to rely on the Lord, that he is with us, that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us, that all we have to do is ask and we shall receive, seek and we shall find, knock and the door will be open to us. Jesus let his disciples know that whatsoever you ask in my name, I will give it to you. Glory to God. But we have to stand on the promises of God that are yes and amen. And that does mean being courageous from time to time, much of the time, as a matter of fact. It does mean that the rest of the world may not understand you or know who you are or why you stand the way that you do or why that your stand is so different from the way that they stand, because you are standing on the principles of God Almighty, wherein is power to move mountains. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Choose you this day who you will serve. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord, are the words that Joshua said. Amen. This house. And I mean my abode, my body, and my surroundings, we're going to serve the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to believe the God of my salvation, because he is true. Amen. He is not a man, the word says, that he should lie. Every word that is written is life. Every word is spirit, and it is alive and moving and changing things in the atmosphere, even right now. Glory to God. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. The Lord your God, he is with you wherever you go. David said if he went down to hell, the Lord was there. Wherever he made his abode, the Lord would be there. Glory to God, because he's everywhere at the same time. God is there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We have an enemy that wants to steal our joy. He wants to steal our life. He wants to steal our gifts. He wants to steal our anointing. He wants to steal our destiny. But our word for today is no, we will not go. We are standing on the promises of God. Amen. And he told us not to be afraid. Be strong and courageous, because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He's with you. Ask him for those things you have need of. Seek after him. Hallelujah. Seek. We're chasing hard after God in this hour. We're seeking the face of God, seeking to come closer to him, seeking his presence, seeking his will, seeking his strength. And it is ours because the Lord says so. He said so. Glory to God. Glory to God. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Amen. Ask the Lord. Seek the Lord. Knock. Amen. And it will be open to you. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray
oh Lord God, that you give each of us, Lord God, the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened to the knowledge of you, that we see you better and know you more each and every day as we chase hard after you, Lord God, more of you. Lord, you said if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. And here we are, oh God, in your presence, seeking your face, chasing after you, chasing, Lord God, to get a greater grip and a greater understanding on your word, because these are the words of life. Ah, there was a point, amen, when Jesus was on earth, when he had spoken to them about his body, amen, and so many of them left him at that point because they didn't understand what the Lord was speaking. And he looked at his disciples and he asked them, would you leave also? Will you go? And Peter turned around and he said, Lord, where would we go? And I'm saying this in my words. You are the one that holds the words of life. You are the Messiah. Where are we going to go where we can gain what we can gain from you? Life is in the Lord. Life is in Jesus. Life is in Jesus. Life is in Jesus. Courageousness is because of his presence. Amen. And because his presence is in us, because the Holy Ghost is in us, because we have yielded our minds and our bodies and our souls to the Lord, he is able to make us strong and courageous. Amen. The anointing of the Lord was upon, it was on Joshua. Amen. And they defeated a many foe because of the presence of God, the favor of God that was on his life. Be courageous. Be strong and be courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged, because the Lord, your God, is with you wherever you go. Amen. This has been week three, glory to God, of chasing hard after God. Amen. And we were taking a closer look at courage. Amen. Be strong and courageous. Amen. It doesn't mean that fear won't come, but it does mean that we're going to press past it. Amen, and leave the devil behind, hallelujah, and leave him wondering what just happened, because the presence of God is going to carry us beyond what we see, what we know, what we understand, and beyond, amen, that fear that tried to overtake us, because we are going to press past it and beyond it, amen, because the Lord our God, he is with us, amen, wherever we go, he is with us to do and to say. He is with us to perform our purpose. He is with us that our destinies be fulfilled in the earth. Glory to God. The Lord is with us, and we cannot fail. Amen. God bless you, and God keep you. God anoint you. Amen. Until we meet again.